This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
الحمد لله وحده والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده على من لا نبي بعده ولا أمة بعد أمته ولا كتاب بعد كتابه ولا شريعة بعد شريعته أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ولنبلونكم بشيء من الخوف والجوع ونقص من الأموال وَنَقَصٍ مِّنَ الْأَمْوَالِ وَالْأَنفُسِ وَالثَّمَرَاتِ وَبَشِّرِ الصَّابِرِينَ صدق الله العظيم. Respected elders and brothers, the situations that come upon us in this world are of two kinds. One is, it is pleasing to us, it is ease and comfort. When there are easy conditions and there are comfortable conditions, then you and I are supposed to regard it as Allah Ta'ala's favors more than what we deserve, and Allah is not obliged to give it to us. He gave it to us out of His favor, and we are supposed to thank Allah and make shukr to Allah with regard to those favors. And sometimes the situations that come upon us are not pleasing to us. It is sometimes challenging, it is sometimes difficult. When such situations come upon us, then we are supposed to regard that there is some wisdom of Allah Ta'ala in it, which sometimes we cannot fathom, we cannot perceive, and we are supposed not to become despondent, not to become in despair, and have a certain degree of sabr. Although we will make dua to Almighty Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala that Allah must not bring difficult conditions upon us. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told his uncle Hazrat Abbas radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, O Abbas, O my uncle, always ask Allah for afiyat. Always ask Allah for afiyat. Afiyat means ease and easy conditions. Don't ask Allah for difficulty. And there is no better dua to ask of Allah than to ask Allah ta'ala for ease and afiyat. Zindagi mein hame do tarah ke surat hal ka samna karna padta hai. جب خوشگوار حالات ہو تو اللہ تعالیٰ کا شکر ادا کرنا چاہیے, اور اگر نہ خوشگوار حالات اور مشکل حالات سامنے آئے تو اللہ تعالیٰ کی کوئی حکمت سمجھ کر صبر و تحمل سے کام لے اور نا امید نہ ہو. This is very important. ہم کبھی اللہ تعالیٰ سے مشکل نہیں مانگتے. نبی کریم صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم نے حضرت عباس رضی اللہ تعالیٰ عنہ اپنے چاچا سے کہا, اے میرے چاچا, اللہ تعالیٰ شیخ سے ہمیشہ عافیت کا دعا مانگے, اور اس سے بہتر کوئی دعا نہیں. And now why Allah Ta'ala brings difficulty, although this is not the scope of my intended discussion today, but very briefly to make mention, Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala sometimes brings difficulty as a test. When we, you and I, realize that Allah Ta'ala has made this world as a test, as Allah Ta'ala says in Surah Al-Mulk, الَّذِي خَلَقَ الْمَوْتَ وَالْحَيَاةَ لِيَبْلُوَكُمْ أَيُّكُمْ أَحْسَنُ عَمَلًا. Allah has created the cycle of death and life to test who does righteous deeds. تو جب یہ زندگی امتحان ہے تو کبھی مشکلات اللہ تعالیٰ کی طرف سے امتحان ہوتی ہے. Sometimes these difficulties are as an imtihan, as a test for us. Allah in Surah Baqarah has specifically made mention, وَلَنَبْلُوَنَّكُمْ بِشَيْءٍ مِّنَ الْخَوْفِ وَالْجُوعِ وَنَقْصٍ مِّنَ الْأَمْوَالِ وَالْأَنفُسِ وَالثَّمَرَاتِ. I will test you sometimes with fear, anxiety, sometimes with hunger, sometimes with less risk, and different types of challenges. We always make dua, oh Allah, do not test us, we are very weak. But Allah Ta'ala has made mention, sometimes difficulties come as a test. Sometimes difficulty comes upon us to, for us to realize Allah's overlordship over us, Allah's authority over us, that things do not happen by your whim and fancy. Aap zindagi ka malik nahi, mushkilat kabhi Allah Ta'ala ki hakimiyat ka pata deti hai. It comes to tell us that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one that controls destiny. You don't control destiny. Can you imagine, and ask you to imagine, if everything goes according to our whim, everything go according to our desire, everything goes according to our plan, will we ever remember Allah? Sometimes when difficulty comes, it is there to show us Allah controls, you don't control. Therefore, amongst the zikr of the malaika makes various zikrs of Almighty Allah. They glorify Allah in different ways. So one beautiful, beautiful zikr of the malaika and the angels is, Subhana man zayyana rajulu billuha. Glory be to the one who has adorned men folk with the beard and has adorned the women with long hair. This is one of the zikr that the malaika make. One dua and zikr they make, Subhana man istakhraja dua bil bala. Glory be to the one who takes dua from people because of the difficulty he puts them in. Otherwise, when do they make dua? And that is why Allah warns us in the Quran, don't only make dua at the time of difficulty. Human beings are like that. Allah says in the 11th surah in Surah Yunus, وَإِذَا مَسَّ الْإِنسَانَ ضُرٌّ دَعَانَا لِجَنْبِهِ أَوْ قَائِدًا أَوْ قَائِمًا. When human being difficulty comes upon him, he is all the time asking Allah, sitting, reclining. You know, sometimes may Allah Ta'ala forbid, Allah Ta'ala make it such, doesn't make it such that we only come to the masjid in difficulty. But sometimes you see a person making long salat, you say, Pata nahi hoot hu, pata nahi kya ho gaya usko, why is he making so much long duas, makes long salat, maybe something happened to him. No, he's not supposed to be like that. فَلَمَّا كَشَفْنَا عَنْهُ دُرَّهُ مَرَّ كَعَنْ لَمْ يَدْعُنَا إِلَىٰ دُرِّ مَسَّ. When the difficulty goes away, he carries on as if he never asked Allah Ta'ala for anything. Therefore, Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, you want Allah to accept your dua in difficulty, make dua to Allah in ease. So Allah Ta'ala kabhi mushkilat, Allah Ta'ala ki hakimiyat ka pata deti hai. Sometimes Allah gives us difficulty to realize that Allah is the controller of affairs. Sometimes Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brings about difficulty to wipe away our sins and to elevate our status. Mushkilat gunaho ko maaf karne aur darajat barhane ka sabab banti hai. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had said a hadith an Asma binti Umays radiyallahu ta'ala an qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam man asaba waham aw gham aw saqam aw shiddat faqala Allah rabbi la sharika lahu kashafa dhalika anhu al-khataya. Hazrat Asma binti Umays radiyallahu ta'ala says, whenever any difficulty comes upon human being, sometimes it is sickness, sometimes some types of difficulty, sometimes different types of difficulty, Allah Ta'ala says, I take an oath by my greatness. There is no one worthy of worship besides me. Through the means of that, Allah Ta'ala wipes away his sins, Allah elevates his status. Although we make dua, oh Allah, you can elevate our status, you can wipe away our sins without difficulty. But sometimes Allah Ta'ala brings us. And sometimes Allah Ta'ala brings about difficulty for us to realize our own deeds. Kya humse khata nahi hui? Because of that, Allah is bringing difficulty. Mushkilat kabhi hamare amal par nazar dalne ka baith banti hai. Sometimes difficulty makes us realize our deeds. Look at how Allah Ta'ala says in Surah Alif Lam Mim Sijda, وَلَنُذِيقَنَّهُمْ مِنَ الْعَذَابِ الْأَدْنَى دُونَ الْعَذَابِ الْأَكْبَرِ لَعَلَّهُمْ يَرْجِعُونَ. I bring about little bit of difficulty. Small adab I give you in this world. Before the adab of the year after. Why? لَعَلَّهُمْ يَرْجِعُونَ, that you might turn to Allah. Kabhi Allah Ta'ala amal par nazar dalne ke liye Allah Ta'ala koi mushkilat samne kar dete. So sometimes it happens. So because of that, we will think, Ya Allah, maybe we did something wrong. Ya Allah, let us look at our deeds. Let us look at our amal. Now, these are some of the reasons. Now, how do we combat difficulty? Mushkil agar samne aaye, to hum kya kare? One of the things, Hazrat Mufti Taqi Usmani has made mention so beautifully. There are three realms. There are three conditions in human beings' existence. one in which there is only comfort. Teen kisam ke alam hai. Ek usme ye hai ke sirf rahat hai. Koi mushkil nahi. There is only comfort. That is Jannah. وَلَكُمْ فِيهَا مَا تَشْتَهِي أَنفُسُكُمْ وَلَكُمْ فِيهَا مَا تَدَّعُونَ. For you is whatever you desire, whatever you call for. In Jannah, you don't even have to give an order. You want something, it will be in front of you. Here you have to still give an order. You want to eat something, you phone Uber D. Uber delivery, you phone. You still have, you don't have to phone anyone. وَلَكُمْ, whatever you want. You see something, you see an animal, you see a fish, say, I hope I can get this fish in front of you, it comes. So one is walakum fiha, only comfort. And one is, there is only discomfort. And that is Jahannam. May Allah Ta'ala protect us. Nabiya Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam sunnah, that after Fajr and after Maghrib, read 7 times before getting up, Allahumma ajirni minan nar. Sab karoge inshallah, everyone will do this. Make it a point from now onwards. After Fajr, after Maghrib, 7 times before getting up, Allahumma ajirni minan nar. I read one alim passed away recently, I read his obituary. Right? So his son or someone wrote, he said, my father for 54 years has been making this amal. 54 years, he's without any fail, he has been reading this dua after Fajr and after Maghrib. Allahumma ajirni minan nar, 7 times. So one is only discomfort and one is this world, little bit of both. لَقَدْ خَلَقْنَا الْإِنسَانَ فِي كَبَدْ فَإِنَّ مَعَ الْأُسْرِ يُسْرًا إِنَّ مَعَ الْأُسْرِ يُسْرًا. So we must keep this in mind that sometimes we keep in mind. This world is not a place where there is only comfort. That is Jannat. Perfection is only in Jannah. Sometimes we must understand when we face difficulty that we must realize that there is more good that comes upon us than difficulty. There's no doubt with regard to that. There is more good that comes upon us than difficulty. And more Allah's favor than difficulty. Difficulty is, it happens, but is less. And sometimes look at how different people have different difficulties. Urwa bin Zubair radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he lost his son and he lost one of his limbs in one accident. The accident, it happened with a camel. His son died and his limb became, you know, disjointed from his body. So he said these words, this poem, إِن كُنْتَ أَخَذْتَ فَقَدْ أَعْتَيْتَ وَإِن كُنْتَ إِبْتَلَيْتَ فَقَدْ أَعْفَيْتَ. Oh Allah, if you took from me, you gave me also. If you tested me, many a times you gave me comfort also. Subhanallah. Ya Allah, you gave me 4 limbs. You only took one. What an amazing way of looking at things. So sometimes you have to look at the comparatively the ease with the difficulty. And remember one thing, brothers, no matter how much difficulty you have in this world compared to the year after, it is very, very minor. Yahan ke mushkilat akhirat ke muqable mein bahut chhota hai, bahut kam hai. So that is the second thing. The third thing what we have to keep in mind, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Quran tells us, Allah ta'ala has created relief and ease with difficulty. فَإِنَّ مَعَ الْعُسْرِ يُسْرًا إِنَّ مَعَ الْعُسْرِ يُسْرًا. With difficulty there is ease. Allah Ta'ala has made it such. And I don't have the time, but if anyone know, you know, in Arabic grammar, this words are such that usr is both times, usr, with alif lam, it means one difficulty. And yusr has been without alif lam, it hasn't been determined. Therefore, when Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, when this ayat was revealed, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam came out of the house smiling. And he told the people, he said, Allah has created more ease than difficulty for you. So Allah Ta'ala says, with difficulty there is ease. Eating follows hunger. After tiredness there is sleep. After the darkness of the night there is the light of the morning. So the third thing we have to keep in mind, that with difficulty there is ease. You know, and then another aspect with regard to difficulty that we must always bear in mind is that Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has told us, no, before I made mention of that, Allah ne mushkilat ke saath asaniya banayi hai, right? And then together with that, we must always bear in mind that how do we combat difficulty? Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has taught us that at the time of difficulty, We must have sabr and we must have forbearance. We must be able to deal with it correctly. So this was the way of our beloved Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And it was hamare pyare Nabi ki sunnat ke mushkil waqt mein sabr o tahammul aur burbadi ka muzahira kare. Jaisa ke hijrat ke dauran hua. At the time of hijrat, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was in a cave alone with Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu, who became perturbed, who became anxious. And what did Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said? لا تحزن إن الله معنا. Don't we say Allah is with us? Musa alayhi salatu wa salam also made the same thing. Musa alayhi salatu wa salam, when he was being pursued by Fir'aun, in front of him was the Red Sea. And at the back of him was Fir'aun. So now the people are saying, إِنَّا لَمُدْرَكُونَ. Oh Musa, you told us you are going to give us freedom. We have been caught out. So Musa alayhi salam ne us waqt kya kaha? Inna ma'iya rabbi sayahdin. Mere Allah mere saath hai. Wo mujhe rasta dikhayega. My Allah is with me, he'll show me a way out. So the time of difficulty, we don't get perturbed. We try and be forbearing and we be able to, we don't become despondent. We learn from the sunnah of our beloved Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And one way that we do with regard to it is we never ever say, if I had done this, then this difficulty would not have come upon me. This is a very important thing. Kabhi ye na kehna ki agar maine ye kiya to aisa na hota. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said in a hadith, wa in asabaka shay'un fala taqul law inni fa'altu kadha wa kadha walakin qul qaddara Allah wa ma sha fa'al fa inna law taftahu 'amala ash-shaytan. Don't say if, because if, rather say, it is Allah's taqdeer, it happened. Because if opens up the door for shaitan to work with. If opens up the door. Don't say, if I had done this, this would not have happened. If I had gone this road, I would not have met up in the accident. If I had done this, this would not have happened. Don't say that. Make all your means to protect yourself. But once it happened, don't say if. Allah Ta'ala always protect us, my dear friend. Lastly, I will say, you know, hum jin masaib ka samna karte hain, हमें ऐसा लगता है कि हम उसमें तन्हा हैं. याद रखिए कि अंबिया अलैहिस्सलाम पर भी मुश्किलात आए और वो भी मुश्किलात से गुजरे. Whenever we sometimes think that no, we will never ever, that we are alone, why only that difficulty comes upon me? Whenever we feel like this, then remember the difficulty came upon the अंबिया अलैहिस्सलाम. Whenever we feel, why Allah has singled me? Difficulty came upon the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam. Whenever you feel, my brothers have let me down, my brothers took my wasiyat, they took my mirath, then remember Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam's brother, they put him in the well for him to die. They left him for dead. Whenever you think that my brothers did something to me or my family, remember Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam. Whenever you feel, I got no way out, I'm surrounded by difficulty, what is going to happen to me? Then remember Yunus alayhi salatu wasalam was surrounded by the depth of the ocean. And not only the depth of the ocean, he was surrounded by the stomach of the whale. And he was in way, there was no way out. And fanada fi zulumat, Allah ilaha illa anta subhanaka inni kuntu min az-zalimin. And that time he was calling out to Almighty Allah, La ilaha illa anta subhanaka inni kuntu min az-zalimin. Your children are not listening to you. Hazrat Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam's child did not listen to him and he became destroyed by the floods. Ya Munayyar kam ma'ana. He told unto his son, oh my son, come with me and do not be among the kafir. And he said, Sa'awi ila jabal, I will go to the mountaintops. And Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam said, La asim al yawma min amrillah. No one will be saved but Allah Ta'ala's rahmat upon that person, he will be saved. Otherwise, no one will be saved. Wife is not listening to you. Hazrat Lut alayhi salatu wasalam's wife was not obedient to him. Difficulty came, you are taken out of your house. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasalam was, you know, expelled from Makkah and he left Makkah. May Allah Ta'ala protect. We never ever see the difficulty of our children. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam buried 6 children. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam buried 6 children. So whatever difficulty come, Allah Ta'ala had put the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam through that difficulty. Ayyub, you say you are sick, Ayyub alayhi salam was more sick than you. Of course, we never ask Allah Ta'ala for difficulty, but we make mention of this if perchance it comes. And lastly, we make dua to Almighty Allah. Allah has asked, Allah has told us to make this dua. Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min al-hammi wal-huzn wal-bukhli wal-jubun. Oh Allah, keep us away from grief and worry and sadness. And we always make this dua, inshallah. Saath milkar karte, inshallah. Sab milkar kare. Ya Allah, oh Allah, save us from all types of difficulty. Ya Allah, do not bring any difficulty upon us. We are not worthy of being tested. You tested the pious people of the past. They were great. We are very weak. Whenever there is a child, you know, parents have a weak child. That weak child, they never bring difficulty upon that weak child. They look after that child. Ya Allah, we are your weak servants. Don't bring difficulty upon us. We always make the dua. But these are some of the aspects our ulama have told us with regard to difficulty. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.